Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. Diane Ortiz is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/22/21. Apparently she was pulling an inmate off the steps and pushing her so she would walk. Apparently as a result, she believes she injured the upper part of her back and neck just a little bit. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of sprain of the ligaments of the cervical spine. Apparently she did undergo injections to the neck as well as the left shoulder. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Ortiz was seen by Dr. Cadell, C-A-D-D-E-L, on 6/24/21, complaining of pain in the neck and upper back since 6/22/21. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a cervical sprain. Apparently, she requested to remain on full duty without restrictions. Apparently, she was initiated on conservative care. Period. She followed up on 7/1/21 and was referred for physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She then came into the spine surgical care of Dr. Cataldo on 7/15/21. Period. She related dragging a girl that was not leaving the video room. Period. She denied any immediate pain and was able to complete her shift. Period. The following day, she felt pain on the left side of her neck and upper back into the left trap area. Period. She was scheduled to start physical therapy that day. Period. Dr. Cataldo ascertained a history of prior back pain after a motor vehicle accident 18 years before. Apparently, she did have an MRI at that time, as well as injections and physical therapy. Period. Dr. Cataldo reviewed x-rays of the cervical spine from 6/24/21. Apparently, at C5-6, there was mild disc space narrowing, but no evidence of fracture or spondylolisthesis. Apparently, he diagnosed cervicalgia and recommended physical therapy. Period. He also allowed her to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. Ms. Ortiz followed up and on 9/9/21 told Dr. Cataldo she had left upper trapezius tenderness showing soft tissue mobilization at physical therapy. Period. He then referenced an MRI of the cervical spine that was done on 8/17/21 to be inserted. Period. He adjusted his his diagnosis to cervicalgia, comma, cervical verticillopathy, comma, NC5-6 and C6-7 herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. He recommended cervical epidural steroid injection. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Ortiz was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 9/20/21. Period. He was going to pursue a cervical epidural steroid injection. Period. This was administered on 9/28/21. Period. She returned on 11/4/21, reporting no neck pain, but she was still having some pain around the left shoulder, particularly over the deltoid region, anterior and posterior. Period. She had no radiation of pain into the forearm or fingers. Period. She denies any new injury. Period. He concluded she did not appear to have shoulder pain secondary to her neck, but appeared to have primary shoulder pain. Apparently she was therefore referred to orthopedics for evaluation and need for treatment. But as far as the cervical spine, he did not believe she required any further treatment. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Ortiz was seen on 12-2-21 by orthopedist Dr. Dwyer relative to her left shoulder. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date and that she complained of anterior shoulder pain and some posterior scapulothoracic pain. Appears she has no further radicular symptoms. Pretty performed an exam and noted the mechanism of injury would have involved a traction injury to her shoulder. Period. He recommended 9 sessions of physical therapy and a subacromialin bicep tendon sheath injection and a routine x-ray of the left shoulder. Appeared he saw nothing that would preclude her from full unrestricted duty. Period. She saw Dr. Dwyer again on 1-24-22 when he issued a diagnosis of impingement syndrome of the left shoulder and bicipital tendonitis of the left shoulder. Appeared he did perform cortisone injection to the shoulder. Appeared x-rays of the shoulder were done that day and read as unremarkable. Period. On 2-21-22, he performed another corticosteroid injection. Period review of x-rays demonstrated a type 2 acromial morphology, but no significant arthritic disease. Period she was going to return in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph, earlier records show Ms. Ortiz was seen on 4-7-11 by Dr. Gurwood, G-U-R-W-O-O-D. Period history was remarkable for tummy tuck, and she was complaining of a right bunion. Period. X-rays of the feet were taken. Period. She continues to be seen and underwent surgery to the foot on 12-8-11. Period, this involved right bunion deformity. I'm sorry, right Akin, A-K-I-N, bunionectomy for a right bunion deformity. Period, she followed up through 2-12 when she was doing well and back to work wearing regular shoes. Period. She had a plastic surgical consultation on 8-26-13 relative to breast augmentation. Period. She treated with him through 12. Where's that? Through 12-12-19. Period in paragraph on 12-13-31-15, she was seen by Dr. Attia, A-T-T-I-A, for weight loss management. Period. She rendered treatment to the petitioner in an ongoing fashion through 8-1-17. Period, he agreed with the nutritional and behavior modification plan and was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period, she had decided to stop phentermine. Period. In paragraph on 3-26-18, she was seen by Dr. Ordille, O-R-D-I-L-L-E, for frequent urination. Period. She did undergo urinalysis. Period. She followed up with him regularly for various medical issues. Period. On 1-23-19, she complained her left upper arm has been sore for about 1 month. Period. He diagnosed left elbow lateral epicondylitis and referred her for orthopedic consultation. Period. On 11/16/20, he wrote she tested positive for COVID 10 days ago and then tested negative the previous day but still has symptoms. Period. On 7/21/19, she was seen by an allergist named Dr. Coifman, C-O-I-F-M-A-N. Period. He diagnosed chronic allergic conjunctivitis, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, comma, allergic rhinitis, comma, and chronic nasopharyngitis. Period. She had a history of receiving allergy injections in the past and doing well with them. Period. He saw her through /12/4/19. Period. He diagnosed moderate persistent asthma with acute exacerbation, as well as acute bronchitis and chronic nasopharyngitis. Period. Ms. Ortiz did undergo surgery by Dr. Biddick, B-I-D-I-C, on 12/6/19. Period. This involved abdominoplasty and liposuction of flanks for a postoperative diagnosis of rectus diastasis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 6/22/21. Diane Ortiz pulled on an inmate to get her off the stairs. Period. Later or the next day, she described experiencing symptoms in her neck and upper back. Period. She was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care on 6/24/21 and initiated on conservative care. Period. She also participated in physical therapy. Period. She had the benefit of spine surgical consultation with Dr. Cataldo. Period. A cervical spine MRI was done on 8/17/21 and found what this evaluator believes to be incidental disc herniations. Period. She saw Dr. Kwan and accepted a cervical epidural injection with great improvement. Period. She also saw Dr. Dwyer relative to her left shoulder. Period. He may have performed an injection there as well. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Ortiz was entirely benign. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative at the shoulders in particular. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. She has been able to continue her full duty position at the insured, stating she did not miss any work as a result of this accident. Period. She did not describe any distinct activity limitations. Period. She had left upper shoulder pain when holding things for too long. Period. Her neck and low back felt fine and she feels better overall. Period. In addition to working full time, she exercises 2 or 3 times per week. Period. These all speak to her ongoing high functionality. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or back from this event. Period. The mechanism of injury would be considered minor. Period. It certainly would not have generated the multi-level disc abnormalities seen by MRI. Period. those comport with naturally occurring degenerative changes accelerated by heart, underlying morbid obesity for which he had undergone surgery. Period. End.